News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good Monday morning. This is Meg, and this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And yes, I have to play that today, and you know why, because today is the 250th anniversary of the United States Navy. So hats off to all of our sailors, to everyone that has served in the Navy in the last 250 years. And I have a special spot in my heart for the Navy because my father was a lieutenant commander in the Navy and was in World War II and sailed in a ship off of North Africa, believe it or not. So lots of history, and certainly here are folks with NAS Pensacola, NAS Whiting Field. We have so much history from the Navy here in this area. So congratulations. Happy anniversary. Sadly, with the shutdown and so many other things that are happening, there won't be any parades today or flyovers. However, and even in New York, they had a parade planned, and they were going to go forward with it. And we have a nor'easter that has been hitting the New York area. So they had to cancel their parade as well. So we're just going to have our own little parade right here on News Radio 92.3. But in the meantime, I'm also excited to say that I have a special guest in the studio this morning. I have at Reverend Ashley Mosley Brown, and I want to make sure I pronounced everything right. Yes,
yes,
okay.
I am.
And so she is here to talk to us about an organization that I'm just not that familiar with. So let's talk about the ministries that you work with and how y'all got started. Welcome to Pep Talk.
Thank you so much for having me. First and foremost, I want to do a shout out to my brother.
There you go,
Chief Roger Mosley. He's retired now, but he did over 20 years. So yeah, Navy has a special place in my heart as well. And so I had to do that. So thank you for that moment of personal privilege.
Yay. Yes, of course.
So I am the executive director of Bright Bridge Ministries.
Okay.
And Bright Bridge Ministries has been around since 2006. So we're not new, but we used to have a really long name. The name was Pensacola United Methodist Community Ministries, which does not roll off the tongue. And so we are grateful that we were able to go through a rebrand from the ID group. Many of you are familiar with that great organization in 2018. And that really was wonderful because Bright Bridge Ministries is so much easier to remember. So Bright Bridge Ministries is a faith-based nonprofit. It is an organization that is a United Methodist organization.
I was wondering if it was a particular denomination.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Affiliated with the United Methodist Church. And actually, we are housed in Richards Memorial United Methodist Church.
So okay.
We're in the Brownsville area off T and Strong Street in DeSoto. And really what happened is that church just kind of shrunk on itself, its membership declined, and the district of the United Methodist Church decided to make this a social services organization. So since 2006, we have been providing hope and healing to the hurt and the hungry and the lost. We started with providing hot, healthy, hearty meals to people and mail service because it's really hard to get through whatever crisis you're in, maybe get housing, get a job, if you don't have an address.
Oh, my gosh, I've never even thought about that.
It's a whole thing. You cannot apply for any government benefits if you don't have an address. You can't get a phone if you don't have an address. So we provide mail service.
I never thought of that.
We provide mail service for anyone that doesn't have an address.
Wow.
We have an Earn a Bike program, so it's a lot easier to get around town if you don't have a car, if you have a bike.
Of course.
So we take donated bikes, and then anyone that wants to volunteer 20 hours can get wheels, which is really great. We also have a hygiene ministry. We offer community classes such as Learn to Read, NA, AA, Finance Literacy, Centering Prayer, Yoga, a whole gamut of life skills and recovery classes. And we've been doing that again since 2006. And we offer food to about a couple hundred people come through Monday through Friday.
Really?
Yes.
So where have I been?
Yes. So
How do I know about this?
Hundred people, men, women, and children, dine with us Monday through Friday. We have six staff that work for us, but primarily the food is prepared and served by volunteers.
Excellent.
So community groups, business groups, individuals. And so that is such a special thing. These folks come in and eat with us, and they get supportive services while they're there.
Yeah.
So we make community referrals and all the things. We can provide case management to them.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2017, we were really excited. We opened a shelter. So we have what we call the His Place Shelter, which does service men only. Yes, I know we absolutely need more services for women and children in our town.
You got to start somewhere.
We got to start somewhere. So, but we've been in that niche of men's services since 2017. We provide basically it's emergency shelter and a transitional home for men trying to get out of homelessness and addiction. So we currently are able to house 50 men that live
50?
With us. Yeah, they live with us full time.
Wow.
And we are very grateful that we just received in the last couple years a $1.3 million grant from Florida Commerce, which is HUD funding, which God pray for this government shutdown, because I had to check
you're being
with
affected by
everything's
that.
Okay with that so
okay,
far,
good,
according
good.
To all of our representatives that I'm working with. But that is paying for a large portion of the church that hasn't been used by the shelter to be remodeled. So we'll be able to house 40 more men.
That's
so
incredible.
We will house 90 men full time.
That's
living
incredible.
And working in the community, working on their sobriety and all the things. And
that's
they can
amazing.
Live with us as long as they need to until they get to stable housing.
We're
and
talking
so,
with Reverend Ashley Mosley Brown.
Yes.
She's with Bright.
Right, Bridge Ministries.
This is an amazing group. I know very little about, so I'm so glad you could be on the show this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And if the people wanted to reach out and help you, how would they reach you or contact you? Or maybe they know someone that needs your services. Where are you located?
Yes, thank you so much
how do we get in
for
touch
doing
with
that.
You?
So the best thing to do is check out our website, brightbridgeministries.org, and that's spelled like the real world, Bright, B-R-I-G-H-T, bridgeministries.org. It's going to have our address.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to have how you can get involved. Certainly, we take financial support. Certainly, we take your time, your talents. We need all of that, right? We need folks that like cooking, folks that like to provide hospitality. We love to have folks that can do even facilities maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
We love to have folks that can help us teach our classes to our community guests. So there's so many ways to get involved. We like when folks mentor our men. But if you have someone that needs our services, you can email referral@brightbridgeministries.org, or there is a phone number on our website that you can reach out to as well.
And that's at brightbridgeministries.org.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
yes,
so we can go to that website and find out all. It's so comprehensive, everything that you do.
It's so important that we do what we do well, and then we work with other providers that do what they do well.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the greatest quotes I've learned in this work is a duplication of services is a disservice to the service providers.
Right.
So niching out into what you're really good at, and what we do is, again, supportive services for the hungry, supportive services for the food and resource insecure, men, women, and children, and then the men's shelter and transitional home for addiction and homelessness. And it's such a privilege to get to work with some of the great organizations in town. There's a lot of really good people doing really good work. And it really does take all of us. And certainly, we are so blessed to have so many volunteers and so many donors, but we could always use more.
Oh, for sure.
Yes.
There's a never-ending need for volunteers and donations. Talking with Reverend Ashley Mosley Brown. She's with Bright Bridge Ministries. If you've got a question for her or you're interested in and wanted to get some more information, you can always text in on our text line this morning at 850-437-1620. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and answer any of your questions and talk a little bit more about the good works of Bright Bridge Ministries. I'm so glad you're here, Reverend. This is great. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back with you in just a couple minutes, right after the break. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And all day I'm going to be saying happy birthday, U.S. Navy, because we are celebrating the 250th anniversary. And for folks who are just getting started today and you're thinking it's Monday, I'm going to run to the bank. Nope, not today. And I had that moment myself. I was like, oh, that's right. So today is the official national holiday of Columbus Day. Many states are also celebrating it as National
Indigenous Peoples
Day. Thank you, Indigenous Peoples Day. Thank you very much. So regardless of what you decide that you are celebrating today, banks and most federal offices are closed today, just so you know. So today my guest is Reverend Ashley Mosley Brown. She is with Bright Bridge Ministries, doing so much good in our community. And you came on the show today because you do have an event coming up, yes?
We do. We're so excited. So as a result of that wonderful grant, $1.3 million that we received from Florida Congress, Commerce, and as well as the wonderful fund development that our volunteers and our community partners have given us, we also raised more money to go with that. So we're celebrating the fact that construction is underway.
Yay.
On a project that we've been working on for 4 years. So construction is underway for the expanded shelter. We call it the South Wing Project. And we are going to have folks onto our property to celebrate a fresh start graduation, which is something that we do every quarter at Bright Bridge Ministries. Because we have a commercial kitchen,
mm-hmm.
we do offer culinary vocational classes to persons who...
Oh, y'all are so
so to folks who do want to get into the hospitality industry, or maybe they're already in the hospitality industry mm-hmm. and they want to make more money.
Right.
Or maybe they just don't know how to cook for themselves. Believe it or not, a lot of the people that we provide services to at Bright Bridge Ministries, the under-resourced and the home and food insecure, they don't actually know how to cook for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they never learned.
Right.
And so it's really interesting. So if anyone fits any of those markers, we offer this class quarterly that gives them 50 hours of culinary education and primarily food safety and also basic food preparation. We also do within this class, we do some different commercial kitchen training, like how to operate safely a hood, you know, in case there's a fire
they could get a
in the kitchen. Yes. Or how to operate, you know, the Dish World,
mm-hmm.
right? If you want to get a job somewhere in a restaurant and you've never operated Dish World, and that's a term I'm using because my husband and I actually also own Native Cafe on Pensacola Beach.
Oh.
And so anyone in the restaurant industry, you call Dish World. And so if you don't know how to do those things and you want to go get a job in a kitchen, you're knocking yourself down, not only in hireability, but pay.
Mm-hmm.
So we love offering that class quarterly, and we do have community partners that can sponsor that. So if you're a restaurant or a restaurant owner, or you just think that's cool and you've worked in hospitality forever and you
right.
want to sponsor our Fresh Start,
mm-hmm.
we love to have partners for that. But we're having a graduation that day for our most recent class. They'll be providing appetizers for the Hard Hat Happy Hour,
ooh.
Which is what we're going to have on October 28th, which is celebrating all the happy things happening at Bright Bridge. Primarily that South Wing construction project being well underway. We're going to let people go see what's going on over there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to walk people through the rest of the facility, the shelter, the dining hall. They can see what we do on a normal day to day. And because we're a sober living home,
mm-hmm.
it can't just be a happy hour. It's a dry hard hat happy hour.
Mocktails.
Yes. So it's so exciting. We've partnered with Tap the Coast, which is a mobile beverage company who's going to be providing a soda bar.
Oh,
and
she put big quotation marks around
big
that.
Big quotation mm-hmm. marks. And we are so excited to also be partnering with Bubba's Sweet Spot for a candy bar.
Okay.
And we've got live music, and we are just going to be celebrating all the wonderful, happy things happening at Bright Bridge. That's October 28th,
Tuesday night.
4 to 6. It's mm-hmm. a come and go event, real casual.
Where's it going to be?
We're located at 2600 West Strong Street. So
okay.
we are in Brownsville.
Okay.
Couple blocks
away. Any landmarks nearby that can help us find it?
We're a couple blocks away from Brownsville Assembly of God.
Okay.
Everybody in the world knows where that one is.
Yes, I know where that is.
So we are so grateful that is where we primarily, that's where we serve. You know, that part of town is, for folks that don't know.
Yeah, talk about that a little bit.
There are two different Pensacolas.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Pensacola that's comfortable, and there's the Pensacola that is literally not only some of the most disenfranchised and lower socioeconomic and most drug afflicted, not only in the state, but in the country.
Mm.
We really don't know this unless you know it. And it doesn't mean that our people are not doing a great job taking care of the city. That's not what's happening. It's just how we're made up.
So, right.
Unfortunately, we're number one in a lot of the not number one things.
Our area
in particular, where Bright Bridge is located, is absolutely number one in the opioid epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God we're so grateful because of CORE and Community Health and other organizations. Opioid is deaths are down 67, or opioid overdoses is down 67% since January of
this
year.
That's really good news.
But it's because everyone that's doing social services in our area is throwing Narcan out like it's candy, which is great. And so we even gave that out in our dining hall as well.
Saving lives, but not necessarily dealing with the addiction problem itself.
Correct, correct. So it's helping our statistical numbers, but it's not helping with the other things. So anyway, not to be a downer, but we are right in the thick of it where we are at Brightbridge. And it's just, it's such an opportunity to love on these people. If you have a heart for the hungry, if you have a heart for the homeless, if you just have a heart for the lonely, we have a lot of people that dine with us daily who live near us, who are definitely on the lower socioeconomic spectrum. And these folks are making less than $12,000 a year.
It's pretty hard to survive on that in this economy today.
And they're, a lot of them are quote unquote housed, but that may be in a tent in someone's yard a half a mile away from us. And yeah, I want you to imagine living on that. I mean, none of us can, right? So they're lonely, they're hungry, and just showing folks the hospitality of God and letting them know you're sacred just because you exist.
Right.
And here's a hot, healthy meal. And oh, do you need warm clothes? Do you need, we don't provide clothes. Please, everybody, don't come bring a bunch of clothes to us. We partner with St. Vincent de Paul that does
clothing. Which does a great job. Yeah, they
do
amazing.
Oh my God, they're amazing.
Yeah.
Because again, like I said earlier, duplication of services is a disservice. And it was actually their manager that taught me that. And she was like, let us do the supplies and you do the food
the
and the supportive services.
Making the connections.
And so, but truly, we partner with all these community partners to do whatever these folks need. And then the shelter piece, we're so excited to be expanding from 50 beds to 90
That's
beds
amazing.
And just want to show all the happy things happening at Brightbridge and want everyone in the community that has a heart for anyone. Veterans, we
That's
serve so many veterans. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the birthday of the Navy, so many veterans partner with us and need services, and it'll break your heart seeing folks that have worked so hard for the military and they're homeless. So
There's
we love
no
to help them.
For that.
That's
well,
right.
You're doing amazing work. We're talking with Reverend Ashley Mosley Brown, and she is with Brightbridge Ministries this morning. If you want to help, we're going to give you all the information in the next break. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll come back to hear more about the good works of Brightbridge Ministries. We're back talking to Reverend Ashley Mosley Brown, who is with Brightbridge Ministries, doing so much good for our community. Just a couple of minutes left, Reverend, if you want to give the details for the event and how people can help and reach out to your organization, because you're doing so much good in the community.
Thank you so much. We are honored to be here today. We are honored to be a part of the Pensacola community for the last 20 years. And if you want to get involved with Brightbridge because you have a heart for the hurt, the hungry, the homeless, the addicted, or you just like hospitality, and you like making people feel loved, please partner with us. We love volunteers from individuals as well as church groups and business groups. And we are having an exciting event October 28th, our hard hat dry happy hour as
it
we celebrate the expansion of our offerings and have live music and delicious food and delicious beverages and candy and all sorts of fun things. October 28th, 4 to 6 p.m., 2600 West Strong Street. To learn more about who we are, please follow us on social at Brightbridge Ministries on Facebook. And you can also provide referrals for folks. If you know someone yourself that needs services, you can simply go to brightbridgeministries.org and find out all of our information. And a really quick way to start a referral if someone you love or someone you know needs some support, whether we can provide services for them or refer them out, is referral@brightbridgeministries.org.
Okay, so if I go to the website and maybe I can't volunteer, I might not be able to attend the party, I can still make a donation.
Please do. And we, of course, take one-time donations and regular donations. And even if you are into estate giving, maybe you're one of those wonderful folks right now that's trying to make plans with what to do with your 401k or your donor-advised fund or anything like that. we can do all sorts of giving plans for whatever floats your boat, whatever meets where your heart is.
Well, and that's the beauty of what you do, because you're also so well connected to all the different resources in the community.
That's right.
So if it isn't Bright Bridge Ministries, you might be able to connect you to another organization that can help.
It takes all of us, and we can all do it together.
Oh, there's no question about it. And we have a need in this community. As much as we wish we didn't, there's definitely a need. So hats off to you for all that you're doing.
Thank you.
As they say, God bless you and your good works. It's really amazing.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Reverend Ashlyn Mosley Brown with Bright Bridge Ministries. That website one more time.
BrightBridgeMinistries.org.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming in on this holiday Monday. I appreciate
it. Thanks, Meg.